May 19th, 3 to 6 p.m., Fairmount Park at the Hort Center. Come to the Altar is a regional prayer gathering of the Church of Philadelphia in the tri-state area. This is a rain or shine event, completely outdoors, so bring your lawn chairs and your blankets and any additional shade needed. You and your friends and your church family should head over to cometothealtar.info to register right now. Carpool together and make an afternoon of it. Once you sign up, you'll get all the latest details about participating in this worshipful gathering and how you can even volunteer. I'm Justin. On today's podcast, from the Philadelphia Gospel Movement, Executive Director Pastor Terry Davis, along with the Reverend Tim Deering, who oversees vision and networking at Netzer. They are here to tell you more about Come to the Altar, so let's jump into it. Thanks, gents, for taking a few minutes on the call. This is the second year of Come to the Altar, and last year it was hosted at the Pennsylvania Convention Center on Pentecost Sunday. This year it's still on Pentecost, but it's at Fairmount Park. Looking back at last year, what stands out in your mind as the people of God gathered together and the Lord moved?
Yeah, I thought for me, hearing the feedback was extremely powerful, coming from those who showed up from different congregations, different ethnicities and cultures, from different denominations and generations. And I think the thing that stood out the most was the picture of unity coming, and everyone saw it. Everyone saw it. And it's one thing just to gather as it relates to numbers, but I believe that there are a couple things that really invite change and the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is when you get believers coming together, and it is transparency and vulnerability. And if you handle prayer the right way, then it can be very vulnerable, because we're both coming into the presence of a holy God, and we're asking for last year, crying out for unity, crying out in repentance, and that fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I think people's responses was just extremely, extremely healing and hopeful. And so it was an exciting time hearing that.
Yeah, I know for me too, there's two images that I have in my mind. One is we had this time set up where people were going to huddle in small groups, and it wasn't with people they knew. They were supposed to mix with other people they didn't know. Again, as Pastor Terry said, just a really diverse group. So the pictures of these are really vivid, of just multicultural groups gathering in prayer, pouring out their hearts to God. And then what we were going to do was leaders were going to come up to the mic and move us into the next section. And they were going to lead a prayer, kind of close that prayer time and transition into the next prayer time. But we could never hear what the leaders were saying, even though they were completely mic'd up, because people were praying so with so much passion and going after so much with each other in these groups, that even with the leaders behind the mic, it just drowned them out because of the prayer that was happening from the people who were there, which is just such an awesome picture. And another vivid picture I have is when Bishop Morris and Bishop Felton, one was a planting pastor of a church, the other had taken over that church, and they were generational together. But then Bishop Morris called all the young people up front, and he was praying over the children and the teenagers. And to watch this intergenerational thing happen, and the teenagers, the young people were responding so powerfully to his prayer, so grateful for the prayer, and just watching that intergenerational prayer and watching God really work from one blessing, one generation praying God's blessings over the next. Those were just like vivid pictures. And there's many, many pictures, but those are two snapshots that were just awesome pictures.
For this year on May 19th, Fairmount Park Horticulture Center, also known as the Hort Center at Fairmount Park. What are you guys excited for? What are you looking forward to and hopeful for? What are you anticipating in the Lord showing up?
I know for me, when I think about 2024, one of the first things that comes to mind is this is an election year, in a year that inevitably is going to have the effects of the polarizing politics of America, We've found, of course, that that's manifested in the church in really significant ways. Of all the different kinds of division in the church, theological divisions, denominational divisions, ethnic divisions, all of those, right now in the church, one of the most acute divisions in the church is political divisions, where people land in politics. Our hope and our desire, one of the things we're really looking forward to, is we're making a statement by coming together across every sort of line, including political lines, that what we're doing is, especially when the suburbs and the urban church come together, that oftentimes people look at those geographic lines according to red and blue, according to politics. Our politics that we share is that we believe in a monarchy of Christ as king, and that we are coming together to crown him as king among us and to say we are part of this kingdom together. And for me, I'm really excited about that statement, a different storyline for 2024, that it, while all of that other stuff is going around in our nation, that we can say here in the birthplace of the nation in Philadelphia, that we believe that instead of personal independence from one another, that we have interdependence as the body of Christ in Christ with him as our king. And I'm really excited about seeing that happen this year.
Yeah, Tim, I completely agree with that picture. The line that continues to come up among so many that I've been around is we serve at the pleasure of our king, and he has to be king. We're citizens of heaven. For me, this is another year for a couple of things. Number one, it's another year to be consistent. We're building. You know, in Proverbs chapter 4, it says, the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter until it's noonday, you know, just the brightest there is. And so when we come on a consistent basis, here's another year. Last year wasn't an event. You know, last year wasn't this thing that happened and we did it, it worked, and it's over. No, we are getting better at better and better at being around each other, learning each other. And so I'm looking forward to the body of Christ coming together again and stabilizing that picture in St. John 17. Father, make them one. Make them one. And a lot happens when we gather on a Sunday like this for our king, and we're doing it together. We're better together. And the other piece that I think happens beyond consistency is that now we're getting stronger in this picture. We're getting stronger when we come together. We're framing for other cities what it looks like, the tri-state area coming together as the church. So we want to see the numbers increase. Last year, you know, we had a certain number that came. Last year, we had 222 churches that came together. We had plus 80 plus pastors that came together, and close to 2,000 individuals naming the name of Jesus coming together. I'm expecting this year that the numbers will go up, not for the sake of numbers, but to show that we are one church. We are one church, and everyone is invited for this that names the name of Jesus. So I want to see the consistency of us getting together, and I want to see the consistency of numbers getting larger.
That name is one more thing that I just got to jump in with, too. And as Pastor Terry's saying that, I think about, like, when you're starting to date somebody, if you're in a new relationship or you have friendship, consistency is really key. You got to continue to have time together. Another thing that's a part of that is you also do new things each time you're together. And so some of what it's going to look like this time is new. For one, we're going to be outdoor. We're going to be at the Horticulture Center. And so we're going, last time we were going out for dinner, you know, at this nice place at the PA Convention Center. This time we're going for a walk in the garden, and Jesus is saying, come on, meet me in the garden.
Let's go.
And it's going to be a different experience together. So we're getting consistency and different experiences. So yeah. I think that's a really good thing.
I love it. I love it.
As we close up today, could you guys unpack the meaning behind the namesake come to the altar, and then also just talk a little bit about the importance of this gathering being on Pentecost Sunday?
Yeah, the altar, there are many who have just descriptions of it. For me, the altar really is that place of sacrifice. When Elijah was there creating an environment for God to show up, he put sacrifices on the altar. And I think many times when you have congregations, and there's nothing wrong with this perspective, I emphasize that, but sometimes the altar is seen as a place where, you know, we come for prayer and for needs. We come for needs. But I believe the altar really is a place where we come and we sacrifice our hearts. It's where we come and we get low. You know, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, it says, when my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal the land. And so I see the altar as a place where we come and we climb up on it, if you will. And we say, Lord, I give you everything. And what would it look like for the entire church in our region to come together and sing together, individually, yes, but also as a group? Lord, we want your will in our lives and we want your will in the church. And we come and we humble ourselves, we bow down and we turn aside for full alignment with you. We turn, we repent. That's really what repentance means. It means I'm going in one direction, now I'm going in a different direction. And in the book of Acts, Peter said, he says, repent, and so that times of refreshing can come from the presence of the Lord. And it only starts when there is an aligning of ourselves by coming to an altar. And let's give up. Let's surrender. Let's turn. Let's bow down in humility at the altar and watch God come and do something transformative in our lives individually and in his church to affect our region.
His kindness leads us to that repentance, right? And when we are desiring to be on the altar, but we don't even know necessarily how to do that very well, or we struggle to give our hearts to the Lord, we start with just asking, God, help me to offer myself as a sacrifice and help us as your church. And part of this is us coming to the place where Christ is on the altar, right? Where he offers himself at the altar of the cross. And we come to the cross and saying, God, we want to be living sacrifices in response to your sacrifice for us. And the fact that this is what's happening in the upper room in Pentecost, when people in response to what Jesus has done are gathered in the upper room, waiting on the Lord. I think the passage that Pastor Terry just quoted for us, if my people, and that's what's happening in the upper room, is they're waiting on the Lord, turning from their wicked ways, inviting, waiting for the Holy Spirit kindly to do that work within them. And the response, the most amazing thing at Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit comes, what he does is allow everyone to hear in their own language the gospel of Jesus. There's one message being spoken, but everyone's hearing it in their own tongue. This is the throne room of heaven, every tribe, tongue, and nation in front of God. And when we come to the altar and look at Christ on the cross and say, God, help us to be living sacrifices on the altar, this is the moment we're waiting on God, and he moves in such a way where we begin to speak together the language of heaven, where we together are moved by the Spirit of God to understand the gospel in a way that unifies us, not in a way that divides us. And this is what is so beautiful about coming together on Pentecost, the power of God moving among us to unify us and to mobilize us for the sake of the kingdom of God. So anyone who's listening today, I just want to encourage you and invite you. This is like the invitation where Jesus says, go and wait for me in Jerusalem. I want to do something really special. I want to give you a gift so that you can fulfill my mission for you. Come join with other believers. Sit in the presence of God. This is going to be not only just a repeat of last year, this is also going to be a new thing this year. And we are going to be moving into the next level of what God has for us together, inviting him to move in a way that allows him to receive glory and honor and allows us to more fully enter into our purpose as his people, which is to be in deep fellowship with him and reflect his nature in how we deal with one another and how we bless the world around us. So come to the altar.
May 19th, 3 to 6 p.m., Fairmount Park at the Hort Center. Once you sign up, you'll get all the latest details about participating in this worshipful gathering and how you can even volunteer. Come to thealtar.info to register right now.